Continuing with the halachas of Mishloach Manos, one of the questions which comes up is the a woman in her chiyuv of Mishloach Manos, again, the issue being she doesn't have her own. The Magen Rambam says that she will be yotzei with that which her husband gives. He says, Aval yesh lahachmir, that maybe a person she should give her own. And again, some in this case would argue that she has to get ownership in it. It's not clear that that's true, but she should be given her own. The Gra learns that it says, ish l're'eyu, the pasuk is not mechayev and isha b'chlal, mishloach manos ish l're'eyu, there's no chiyuv on an isha at all. And the Pri Chodesh says as well, the woman is not chayiv in the mitzvah mishloach manos. Obviously, the minhag is many places can hold the women. You see even the Magen Avraham, he holds not like that. He just discusses how does she fulfill it. She's definitely chayiv in the mitzvah, and the assumption is that they are chayiv in the mitzvah as well. Ketanim which reach the age of chinuch are chayiv in the mitzvah mishloach manos. The Aruch HaShulchan points out even you have ketanim which are smuchim haShulchan Aviyam. So they're being supported by their father, they don't have what of their own to give. They're still chayiv in the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. If a person sent it before Purim, the Aruch HaShulchan says that a person will not fulfill the mitzvah. If I gave it to somebody to deliver it for me and he delivered it on Purim, so it comes out that the shlichus was done on Purim. So it's not just that the recipient received it, but I, as it were, gave it through my process of shlichus. So you would definitely be yotzei in that situation. There are those who disagree with the Aruch HaShulchan and say that even if a person sent it before Purim and arrived on Purim, you would be yotzei. It's preferable not to rely on that if you don't have to. In regards to sending to an ovel, sending Shalom Manos to a person who is an avelis. So this is, there are two opinions in regards to the status of avelis on Purim. According to the opinion that you're allowed to greet avelim on Purim, it's like Yom Tov, you'd be allowed to send them as well. According to the opinion that you're not allowed to greet them on Purim, it's not like Yom Tov, so then you should not send them Mishloach Manos either. Ikar Din and Ovel giving, there's no problem with Ovel giving to other people. But that being said, the Mishnah Berurah brings an opinion which says that they should limit the amount that they're giving. Since giving over here is part of the purposes to be marbis simcha, etc., so it's an element of simcha, and an oval is removed from he has to limit his situation of simcha. It's part of his chiyuvim of avelus Shloshim for other relatives and for the whole year for a parent, so he should limit what he's doing. The pasuk says ish mishloach manos ish l're'eyu. So the question is, how do we understand re'eyu? So one question is, if a talmid gives to a rebbe, or a child gives to a father, it's not appropriate to call your rebbe your re'ya. There's obviously a re'ah indicates some level of equality between the two people, and that's not true over here. There's a gap between the Talmud and the Rebbe. There's a gap between a parent and a child. So the halacha is that we do not darshan the drasha re'ayu to that extent, and therefore a person would fulfill the mitzvah by doing so. What about sending to somebody that you have enmity to? So we should argue that that's the best thing to do. The purpose of Purim is to create simcha and create reyus. Somebody that I have some element of disagreement with, and I have issues with, by sending to him, maybe we will break that barrier and become and create reyus. And that actually is a good idea. That being said, there's one opinion that says he's lacking in reyu, because it's somebody that you do not act as a reyu with that person for whatever reason. My understanding is that we don't paskin like that. That a person, obviously, not only is it acceptable, but it is encouraged to use the opportunity of Purim, the simcha of Purim, to create reyus between two people, which heretofore have had some difficulty beforehand. You cannot use most meiser for mishloach manos, even if you're giving to an ani. But that being said, that's only to the minimal amount that a person, the basic requirement that a person has to give. A person would give more than that to other aniyim. He could use mo'os ma'aser. There is an opinion that he should not do so even for other aniyim, since he's not giving it as a tzedakah purpose, but to mimarbar reyus. It would be inappropriate to try mimarbar reyus by using, as it were, the money of a kadosh baruch hu, the money of ma'aser, to accomplish that. So a person, if he does not need to do so, should not use mo'os ma'aser for his extra mishloch monas that he's giving to aniyim, and obviously to use it for giving to people which are not aniyim, a person cannot use mo'os ma'aser for that purpose. Have a good day.